would make merchandise of the people. Well, isn't that happening? Paul talked about the itching ear syndrome, telling the people what they want to hear. Isn't that happening all over our world? Of course it is. So, we should have a heads up here that very likely we are in that last generation. And I don't know about you, but I would prefer to err on the side of caution, particularly in light of the fact that I want to live righteously anyway. I don't want to live a worldly life. I don't want to live a sinful life. I don't want to live a life of rebellion and stubbornness and pride and self-centeredness and worldliness and then try to calculate just the last possible moment before Jesus comes and try to rectify my life and repent. I don't want to do that. Do you? Apparently, there are a few listeners that have that attitude. And they become like mockers. You see. So I hope that is not you. You say, well, what should I do? Well, you should repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means you must ask the Lord to reveal to you your life and how it is either in accord or out of accord with His word, with His will, and with His ways. It's not that difficult. And if you're honest and you're sincere, He will reveal it to you. He'll lead you to His word. He'll bring conviction to your heart by His Spirit. And then you have to decide what to do with it. Will you resist it and then take it as if it's condemnation? Or will you accede to it and see it as legitimate conviction by a loving God to woo you and to warn you and to bring you back into the fold? And if so, you will confess your sin and you will turn from it. And He will be faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now that's the beauty of repentance. So repentance actually is the most positive word in the Bible, isn't it? Because it's the only word that gives us hope. And if there's anything we need today, it's hope, isn't it? Hope in the face of the end of the age. Hope in the face of the final generation. One person asked the question, are we standing on the edge of eternity? Well, absolutely we are, without a doubt. One of the most significant prophecies of the Bible is the prophecy of the final generation. The generation that would be alive at the end of the age would be the final generation. Now, here's what Jesus said. He gave a parable. He said, now learn a parable about the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So, in the same way, when you see all these things that are coming to pass, know that it is near, that is the second coming, even at the doors. Jesus said, truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. So, how about this budding of the fig tree? What is that? What is the budding of the fig tree? If the generation that sees this budding is the final generation, the last generation of this current age, then what is the budding of the fig tree? The Bible tells us. The prophets in the Old Testament, Joel, Jeremiah, Hosea, Micah, identify the fig tree as the nation of Israel. The fig tree is the biblical emblem or symbol of the nation of Israel nationally. When Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, remember this, just before His crucifixion, He saw a fig tree that had lots of leaves but no fruit, and He cursed it. And it dried up, and it was a symbol of His going into Jerusalem, the capital city of the nation. How they had lots of leaves, the Jewish people did, that is, lots of leaves the nation of Israel had, but no fruit, not real fruit. They had religiosity, but no real relationship with God. They didn't obey Him. It was just tradition. So Jesus cursed the fig tree and spoke of the curse that was about to come upon the nation of Israel. How how they would go through terrible times. The nation of Israel still looks at the fig tree as their national emblem, just like, you know, the American eagle, Britain has the lion, Russians have the bear, Israel has the fig tree. And so, the generation which sees the budding of the fig tree to seem to be dead or like to come back to life as all the trees of the scripture, the final generation. Israel seems to be a dead tree for many generations. 2,000 years from now, it will come back to life. Wow. See, this is the final generation, friends. Get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be coming home. That's why we have come to the return. Yes, that book, The Return, you get the $12 or more to save America ministry. Tell us some of the things that we need to do. The return to the Lord, he says, return to me and I will return to you. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA, like this is Save America Ministries. Become a partner, say your gifts by faith. Save America Ministry.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. But before we get into this, to understand what's going on in the world today, you have to understand that there are people who are subversives. They hate America. They hate national sovereignty. They hate our Constitution, although they often have sworn an allegiance to our Constitution. They work at the highest levels of government. Their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity as we know it, and joining all religions together in the worship of the Great Light. Now, you can go back to 1971 when the Club of Rome published a book about certainly the limits of growth, and it basically laid out the idea that we're running out of air, we're running out of water, we're running out of oil, we're running out of natural resources. There's got to be an alteration. We've got to have sustainable development. The following year, 1972, they actually held the first Earth Summit meeting. 20 years later, they held the second Earth Summit, but shortly before that, why Prince Charles, on his yacht, the Britannia, gathered together leaders from all over the world. I mean, really important people like Al Gore. This is 1992, and Al Gore is there, and people, financiers from all across the world. And they first, they lay out the plan for the second Earth Summit. And, of course, it has to do with environmentalism and how we're all going to die because we're going to run out of natural resources and there are too many people in the world. The Second Earth Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro, 1992. 2 years later comes out the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is the master plan for what's going on today. Shortly thereafter came Agenda 21. It was actually originally planned right in Santa Cruz, where I live, but it is the agenda for the 21st century by the elite who want to centralize all power under their control and take away property rights and enslave everyone, not only in America, but throughout the world. And then finally the Earth Charter, finally in its final form in 2002, and you can get the Earth Charter on the Internet, or you can get the Agenda 21 one from either Michael or myself in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. We actually have a summary of that. And these are the three documents that lay out the plan for what it's going to be, but it being actually brought about by an organization known as ICLEI. And Michael Shaw understands ICLEI probably better than anybody I know. Michael, why don't you pick up the story?
Well, Dr. Stan, you've given a broad outline of the globalist movement that is the design that is centralized into within a power elite. The design is to create a political system that has no recognition of your unalienable rights. The consequence of that is that every human being is destined to be a chattel of major unlimited international government if we're unable to stop this assault on America. And that assault is deep and conniving, and it's invaded every level of American government, and from the Congress and the Supreme Court right down to your local city council, and beyond that down into your fire boards and your school boards. You know, the people who have assumed public office in America today are either Democrats or Republicans. Both of those parties, at the highest of levels, are committed to the globalist one world order brought to us through the policies of Agenda 21, otherwise known as sustainable development. ICLEI is the local NGO action player that accounts for much of the activity in your community.
Oh, that's off. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, people need to become familiar with the concept of Agenda 21 or sustainable development. Every president for the last four has been fully committed, and the executive department of the federal government has been fully committed to the implementation of Agenda 21. Every federal cabinet office on its web page demonstrates its complete subservience to the policies of Agenda 21, which come from the United Nations, come from the international community, which are infested into 178 nations around the world, all designed to create global governance. When you are aware that global governance is controlling your life, you will then realize that you have no unalienable rights. There's no political recognition of the rights that are imbued within you as naturally as a human being. In the creation of God's image, we have a right to life, liberty, and the use and enjoyment of property, and an unlimited number of other unspecified unalienable rights under our system of government. But today, our government is undoing that system. You know, perfect illustration came recently when President Obama signed an executive order for the execution of the Lost Sea Treaty. Now, the Lost Sea Treaty takes control over all of the coasts in America and of the Great Lakes.
Could you explain to our listeners what LOST stands for?
Well, it's the Law of the Sea Treaty, and what it stands for is the UN's accumulation of total power over all of our shorelands and all of our navigable waters. This is so that land use restrictions can be made. The effects of this policy are such that the ports at New Orleans would be controlled. The mouth of the Mississippi would be controlled. And, of course, that's been the big focus, has been the Mississippi River Valley. What we see with Katrina and the government reactions there, and what we see with the Gulf oil disaster brought about by BP, is a concerted effort to shut down the Mississippi outlet to the Gulf of Mexico. I have heard reports that now...
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back here, and I want our listeners to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back with Michael Shaw. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Michael Shaw is our guest this evening, and he's simply talking about how this all fits together. Certainly, this whole plan for global governance and for control locally is not just in America, it's all over the world. Do you know that in India today, they have about a billion, 200 million people. They're issuing every one of them a bio-identifiable identification card. They're very similar, of course, to what we have here with our driver's licenses. That's what our driver's licenses are really all about today. And this, they have these chips in them, and they're going to have they have your chips in your passport. You take a trip now with a passport, and of course, they can simply scan that in. You have your driver's license, and you are getting onto a plane. They want to check you out. They just simply zip that across an electronic terminal. They're doing this all over the world. This is all part of the same program, and the average individual has no idea what's going on because these people control the major media outlets, and they control our educational system, and they control the flow of knowledge. So people don't understand how this all fits together, how the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, Agenda 21, which is the basis of the Agenda 21st Century, and it is a report, you can read it through, and then the Earth Charter, lay out a plan to transform the entire world. And it's a subversive plan. These people are treasonous, but none dare call it treason because these people control the reins of government of both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process. But go ahead, Michael. You were just telling us how this fits together.
Well, let me jump ahead a little bit because you've made a very ominous and all-inclusive summary of the way things are. And if someone digests the consequences, the implications of such a broad-ranging reality, and the listener can get very discouraged very quickly. But there are ways to defeat globalism, and this is the issue that you raised at the outset of this show, Dr. Stan, and that is that when citizens become aware of the infiltration of the policies that come from an organization called ICLEI, not ICKY, it's ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, operating by way of contract in over 600 communities across the United States. That means that those communities, which include New York City and Santa Cruz County, are committed by way of contract to the implementation of a program brought about by a United Nations NGO that exists for purposes of infiltrating local communities with sustainable development or Agenda 21 policies. Anyone living in a city or near a city that has an ICLEI contract has a chance to rally for the future of America. Because if we can throw ICLEI out of our cities for the right reason, that is that they're implementing Agenda 21, requiring that people understand what Agenda 21 is, we might just see a change in our fortune. We might see a change ultimately in Washington, D.C. But that change has to begin in your community. And the fifth column that has worked so hard to bring Agenda 21 policies into every county in America need to be exposed and run out of town. And there are places in America today where that process has begun. If it hasn't begun in your state or it hasn't begun in your county, you need to understand what ICLEI is. You need to understand where ICLEI is located. And you need to prepare yourself for launching a counterattack on the treasonous policies that ICLEI brings to every town with which it has a contract. And, you know, that's the great opportunity for the freedom movement today. And I'm really glad to report that in Spokane, Washington, and in Fort Collins, Colorado, with looming exercises readied in places around the country, the exposure of ICLEI has begun. When that moves to a heightened level, the American people, or at least a percentage of them, will begin to understand the infiltration of this globalist program and how it works to get into your local community. When that happens, we'll regain our neighborhoods, put your county back into an American law perspective. When enough communities in your state do that, you'll recapture your state house. When enough state houses have been recaptured, we can change Congress. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It has to happen soon, and it needs to get started now. So if you want to take action in the freedom movement, understand the nature of ICLEI. Find the closest ICLEI contract, the one nearest you, and then begin the onslaught to kick ICLEI out.
And I think it's so important people understand it's all done by subterfuges. They do not want the American people to know. You will never be able to, you know, read about this in your local newspaper, at least not at the present time. You won't hear this discussed. Why don't they want it discussed? Because they don't want the American people to know about this subversive movement intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation. Every one of these communities, 600 of them across America, have committed a treasonous act by signing a treaty with an international organization dedicated to transforming the world. This has fabulous amounts of money behind it. You must understand the wealth of the world, the wealth of the people who run the world is behind this. Why they want, of course, to bring everything under their control. And they really are in the process of doing that. They're already carrying out their population control agenda. They're already, of course, lowering the living standards here in America. That's what the economic crisis is all about. They're already beginning to raise your cost of electricity. Why? Because they want to lower your living standards. Electricity gives you the ability to live better than people in Africa. And why should you be allowed to do that when they have so little? Wouldn't it be better if we were all equal? And that's what their real goal is, except, of course, for the ruling elite. And they work through the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission. You get their membership list. You'll see the people who are funding this whole thing, the great tax-exempt foundations, which have been pushing subversive activities for over 100 years. But you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I mean, all that is an accurate description. You know, the reality is that everybody, and the difference between today and 2 years ago, is that even after 9/11, most people didn't understand that America was genuinely under attack from a centralized source that now can be identified. The attack, though, people became aware that something was really wrong almost 2 years ago, and that pattern and that process has continued. But what Americans have not adequately figured out is what is the nature of the attack. We are in what I call the ultimate war, that is globalism versus the ideals of America. If Americans don't stand up with recognition of what is assaulting us and recognition of what it is to be American, we have then no chance of prevailing. And the failure to prevail means that ourselves and certainly our offspring, I'm speaking as a baby boomer, will become enslaved or enserfed. The globalist agenda under Agenda 21 calls for an 85% reduction in human population. That ought to motivate everyone to take local action to root it out of your town, because without the infiltration at the local level, globalism does not work. The battlefront is in your town. As dastardly as the actions of Congress have been, and as much as American public wants to shame those bums and throw them out, as bad as we all recognize the executive office to be and to have been for the last 20 years, is important. But there is none of us working singularly or working with each other that we can do today to change the direction of the federal government. All politics, says Jesse Unruh, the infamous former California state legislator, all politics is local. And the attack, the global to local implementation of Agenda 21, is happening in your town. It's easy to demonstrate that for any county in America. You need to understand how it's infiltrating your town. FreedomAdvocates.org works to help you to be able to do that. And once you understand the infiltration, you need to spread that understanding so that your town can be cleansed of its Agenda 21 programs. When enough towns and counties do that, states will be recaptured to the American ideal. And when that happens, federalism will be demanded for the right reason, and the outcome will be in the right form. And America will then be able to resume as the land of the free and the home of the brave. But without that, we become the land of the collected and the home of the enslaved. So the choice is yours. And I know your listeners, Dr. Stan, are dedicated people who are concerned about the future of our society. If you're concerned, you need to do something. To do something means to understand Agenda 21 and recognize its local applications and then spread the word. Because Americans can rally for this. This is a war that is being waged without the firing of a shot, as Nikita Khrushchev promised us in 1959. But we can win this war. We've got to use our head, and we've got to use our skills, and we've got to begin to show our neighbors, our friends, our family, our townspeople, the nature of Agenda 21, how it has infiltrated Agenda 21, how both political parties are committed to this program, and how if we don't get out of it, we're ruined. And the people living today don't want to be the ones responsible for the ruination of our children's lives. An opportunity.
And the thing is, there are not many, many people on the other side, but they're organized. They're willing to get in and work. What are you willing to do? How much is freedom worth to you in dollars and cents? I mean, would you sell your freedom for $1,000, $10,000, $100,000? Or is freedom something that has no... you could never get for money? Well, Michael, go right ahead.
Well, you know, you raised the issue of money, and that leads me to a discussion of how it is could we have gotten into such a deep hole. After all, we were all raised believing...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With the sovereignty of this nation, bring about a world government. And many of these people are working at the highest levels of our government, having taken an oath to swear to uphold our Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And yet, these people, and I'm talking about at least 12 members of the Bush cabinet, or working within the structure of the cabinet, are members of the Trilateral Commission. They've only got 87 members, but they're the people who are making the decisions that are destroying the financial structure of our society. And Michael's been talking about how this fraudulent fiat money system, which is created under the auspices of a privately owned central bank. We call it the Federal Reserve System, but it's a privately owned central bank, which, of course, is owned by the very banks it's supposed to be regulating. And they have created an impossible situation, and eventually, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish it, and enslave our people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And understand that in every community you have your radical liberals, your leftists, your communists, those people who hate America, and they are in on this, but they don't understand who's really running this at the top. They hate the central bankers. They hate, you know, the people of great wealth, without realizing that they are actually being used by them. Their minds have been controlled because they've been conditioned in our educational system to believe in these globalist and socialist ideas, but they have been financed by the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford foundations for the better part of 100 years. If you'd like to give us a call, you have a question for Michael, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you willing to get involved? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. I mean, the left is the ready to be awakened giant. When the left figures out the scam that has been perpetrated on them, the power and the force that can turn this ship around could be launched. But I'm ready to remark that if this is not a leftist phenomenon, forces on the right, the forces that seek public-private partnership, just old-fashioned fascist economics, are largely on the right. It is the multinational corporations that are working so tightly with governments around the world and certainly with the United Nations and the NGOs that represent the United Nations that it is impossible to say that this problem is a problem begot upon us by leftists.
Well, I think the terms left, right, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, these are all terms that are utilized to confuse people. And turn on television, you see these people shouting at one another on television and laughing at one another and ridiculing one another. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. It's for your entertainment. The real question is, do we want liberty or do we want enslavement? That is what the issue is, not left, right, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, but freedom versus slavery. And it should be a fairly clear choice. But I wonder how many people really would be willing to work and fight and perhaps even die to maintain the freedom that we've enjoyed in this nation.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think to maintain the freedom in this country, it's not a question of fighting and dying. It's a question of studying and exposing. You know, this is a battle that is being fought, and has been promised to be fought. Not that these are promissors that I would rely on. Nikita Khrushchev said, "We will bury you, America, without firing a shot." Well, America is almost buried, and there has not been a shot fired. It seems like they knew what they were doing. Now, our response to that isn't to start firing shots. Our response is to get smart. That means if you want to live in a free society, you have the responsibility for understanding what's going on, to learn the basics of Agenda 21, sustainable development, to recognize the application of sustainable development, Agenda 21 in your community, are the keys to turning this around. So every one of us has the power in our hands to be part of this big turnaround.
And the question is, there enough people who care? Well, I believe there are. I believe when we get the information to the people, they will begin to rally. And they have to understand the other side is incredibly weak. They have to do everything by deception because they fear the American people are going to wake up. And, well, Michael's doing everything he can to be sure they do. Well, certainly our guest this evening, Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The information we're talking about is readily available. You can get the Earth Charter on the Internet, or certainly from us or from Michael. The Agenda 21, we both carry Agenda 21. You need to read the master plan and find out who's really behind it. This is Dr. Stan. I guess Michael Shaw, Michael, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I mean, we are at a turning point. You know, the globalist forces have shaped themselves up so strongly and certainly have control of the monetary situation and have control of the politics. It was Rothschild who said back in the 18th century, he said, "Let me make the money." Of course, he's the guy responsible for the beginnings of modern fiat system that is now in essentially every country in the world. He said, "Let me make the money. I care not then who makes the laws." Meaning that if I can be the guy making the money out of thin air, the politicians will all be my lackeys. And you look around today at the Democrats and the Republicans in the U.S. Congress, and that's exactly what we've got, are lackeys to the monetary system, controlled by a very narrow ruling elite. Understanding that compels us back to see how the global to local implementation of Agenda 21 comes about. And if you happen to live, if you're lucky enough to live in cities like Santa Cruz or Fort Collins or New York City or Seattle or Port Townsend, Washington, I mean, there's 600 cities across the United States that have signed contracts with this international NGO designed to bring sustainable development into your community, which means the abolition, the step-by-step abolition of private property. This is what many city fathers are signing contracts for, is to begin to implement the little policies that strip away your property rights one by one. Sort of a painful, slow death. A death by policy, as opposed to a death by guns. We have to respond to the terms of this war by understanding the policy implications that go along with the implementation of Agenda 21. When we see that in our local community, we need to expose it and shout it out. And there are people in various cities around this country doing exactly that today, bringing attention to their fellow citizens of their city's contract with this ICLEI organization, bringing the policies of the international community into your planning department.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, and we have Roman on the line from Ohio. We'll be with Roman in just a minute. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you might say, well, if ICLEI is really a problem, why haven't we heard about it? Why hasn't, you know, Sidney Pat Robertson told us about it, or Pat Buchanan, or you know, all of our political and conservative leaders, you know, why doesn't Sidney, Senator McCain tell us about this, or Sarah Palin, or the people that have been appointed by the establishment to lead the conservative Christian movement? Well, that's the reason that they've been appointed by the establishment or picked by the establishment to lead the conservative political movement, so there'll be no opposition to their plan. For Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the fulfillment of the Earth Charter, and the destruction of Christianity as we know it. And that's what it's about. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, and the Bible out of our schools, and left our children to make their own decisions with no moral authority. And why they're encouraging a new spirituality. Well, Michael, before we go on, first of all, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Michael. But Michael, why don't you go ahead and get out your telephone number and your website?
Well, our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. The website is simple, freedomadvocates.org. If you get there, you'll get a 10-year compilation of information on sustainable development implementation at the local level, primarily. You know, we began by focusing on Santa Cruz. And over the decade, we've spread out and have a pretty deep analysis of sustainable development activities in Great Britain and Australia, Canada, and other English-speaking countries. But the key is to understand, to see the documents and to see the track record for the sustainability forces working with a massive fifth column, many college graduates getting degrees in sustainability, etc.
And it's all a subversive movement. Let's go to Roman, who's calling us from Ohio. Hi, Roman. Do you have a question on this subject?
Yeah, I do. Pleasure to be with you, Dr. Monteith. First off, you know, as far as if we vote out the politicians, we're always stuck with another problem, which is the judges. You know, it's like a trilateral commission. I'm saying that in a funny way. But, you know, nobody realizes that most of the judges we've got in this country are also a bunch of bums. And
well, there's some of them that are bums. There are a few of them that are good. And so you just hope if you go. But we do not have a fair and impartial judiciary. But you have a question for our guest. And I certainly agree with your point. We've got a problem with our judicial system because we don't have men who fear God. You know, they fear no one. They are a law unto themselves. And under those circumstances, no man's life or purse or property are safe. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I could work this into a question, so maybe you might have to cut me off here. I don't know. But the other night you guys were talking about so-called Russian spies that they discovered. But what about Mikhail Gorbachev? That guy had an office over there in California for how many years? How come nobody called him a spy and said, hey, you get out of here?
Well, you have to understand, Roman, the danger of communism is a fraud. I mean, all these spies that they caught, I mean, this was all showbiz, political theater.
Right.
We worked very closely with the communists. We always have. We financed them since 1918. Hey, God bless you. Thanks very much for your comment. Let's go to John calling from Michigan. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I've never heard you guys say this on the show, and I just want to share it with you. I think it's pretty important point. Well, you guys were talking about the United Nations, and you know they're always lying to us in the media that we. So we don't have a shadow government. There's so many things that prove it. In 1945, we signed the charter. And then, I don't know if you're aware of Senate Document 87, which states, this shows, how can anybody deny this? It says, the Charter of the United Nations has become the supreme law of the land. The judges of every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the laws of the state or the Constitution to the contrary notwithstanding. It's undeniable.
Well, we got a real problem, and that's why you've got to help us get the information out. John, Michael, do you have a comment on what John is saying?
I do. There's been a segment of the American population that for 50 years has said, get us out of the UN. The problem is you don't make a cake by putting the ice cream on top of something. You make a cake by getting down to the basics, and the basics are always at the local level. If we want to get the UN out of the United States, we got to get the UN out of your city council. And that means you've got to get ICLEI out of involvement in your town. If we start at the local level and create enough of a blaze across the United States and win state houses following enough community conversions to an understanding of how globalism is operating in the world today, if we can do that, gather up the states, then we can truly recapture Congress rather than simply complain that our Congress does the wrong things. Of course they're doing the wrong things. They will continue to do the wrong things as long as there are Democrats or as long as there are Republicans being elected.
Right. So, okay, the plan is on your website, is that right, to get ICLEI out of your local?
Well, we have several places at our website, Kick ICLEI Out and the ICLEI Primer. And,
okay, what's your website address again?
It's freedomadvocates.org. And when you look at those two summaries, you'll get all kinds of links to all kinds of places, including to the UN's listing of ICLEI cities in the United States. So I would start by looking at those two articles. They're both featured on our homepage.
And those articles are entitled what?
And called Kick ICLEI Out and the ICLEI Primer.
Okay, John, thanks very much for calling, and I hope you'll join Michael in this effort. It's a very important issue.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Michael. But go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, in this recent time period, President Obama has signed an executive order. This executive order affects 30 states. And what it does is it creates what's called the National Ocean Council for control over American oceans, coastlines, and the Great Lakes. Under this new council, states' coastal jurisdictions will be subject to the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty, which is in the UN Agenda 21 program. Now, that treaty has come up to the United States Senate multiple times. And even the cowards in the U.S. Senate are afraid to pass the Lost Sea Treaty. Well, by executive order, the dictator of America, Barack Obama, made the Lost Sea Treaty official U.S. policy. No Congress, no Senate approval, ratification, simply the edict of the dictator. Now, what the Lost Sea Treaty will do is take control by the federal government under the auspices of the UN of all U.S. coastal zones. That means all fishing will now be regulated by the federal government. Now, we've had that situation here in Santa Cruz for a good while, as Leon Panetta brought to us a decade ago the Monterey Bay Sanctuary. You know, you need an act of Congress to go out in the Monterey Bay fish. Monterey Bay Sanctuary, and bring home fish. That place is teeming with fish. But today, the fishery is being divvied up amongst the partners of government. And this new executive order repeats that pattern for all ocean-bordering states.
Well, I think the real pattern is to take all power to Washington, D.C., and that is exactly what Thomas Jefferson warned about. He said, you know, when the time comes when all power is centralized in Washington, D.C., we'll have a government as tyrannical as the one we've just, separated ourselves from. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone back, we've regressed to the point where now all power is in the central authority. The antithesis of our Constitution was designed to limit the power of the federal government, but there have always been those who wanted power. They want a dictatorship. They want to rule the common people. And they're the ones who are moving to centralize all power, first of all, in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, with a supranational organization, the United Nations, which they control. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that have always sought to bring about a world government. They've been working for 5,000 years since Nimrod failed. So when you understand we're living at a time when they are on the verge of accomplishing this, and they will, only a handful of them, but they're fabulously wealthy, they control the media, and of course they put the people to sleep. It's time for people to wake up and to join in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, we have to understand that they can only win if they get the cooperation of some or all of us. It's become clear that, you know, I used to worry as I first became involved in these matters a decade or so ago, that they were just simply going to dupe the American people and there wasn't going to be an uprising and they were going to sell their sustainability charade up and down the line. The good news is, and there's some good news here, the good news is that didn't happen. They could not get their bogus program widely accepted by the public. So instead, they have had to go underground, be quiet, arrange everything through the two political parties, both of whom are committed to this globalist plan, and create the conditions that enslave us. And the consequence has been the American people have risen up against something they don't understand. And the goofballs who are running this globalist order are tripping all over themselves. I mean, there can't be a bigger buffoon in America today than Al Gore. And yet, ICLEI, in 600 cities, including Bloomberg-led New York, bases its globalist private property policy on the facade of global warming. In other words, global warming is still being used at the local level to create conditions and ordinances that restrict the use and enjoyment of private property, to create conditions that cause your child going to government schools to be indoctrinated to this new world order of Agenda 21, and that allow and provide for all of us this eternal watching. You know, whether it's the eyes in the sky or the eyes on the cameras at the local red stop. The reality is that government is watching all of us. It's gathering information on all of us. Your medical records are no longer private. Your communications are no longer private. It is soon to where all states will adopt the Arizona driver's license dynamic, which has got an RFID so that you walk through a door and they can identify who you are and everything about you. This is a world that the average American does not want to enter and does not want to leave for their children.
And yet, of course, this is going to happen unless the people get involved. And it takes time. It takes effort. We just want to be left alone. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to leave you alone. They're going to take us into a war with Iran. They're going to kill millions of people. We've already killed, you know, it's near a million over in Iraq. How many we've killed in Afghanistan? Who's responsible for that? I mean, it's a thing we are horrified by what the Nazis did during the Second World War. We never talk about certainly Operation Keelhaul, where we sent back 6 million Russians to be killed by Stalin immediately after the Second World War, about the American prison camps over there, Allied prison camps, where approximately 2 million German soldiers who'd surrendered were starved to death and died of disease. You never hear about the other losses. You never hear about, of course, the fact that we are going to war with Iran. When, I don't know, but it's only a matter of time. In fact, it was just 2 days ago when Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mullen, actually announced we do have a plan for the attack of Iran, and we have almost 100 ships over there. We could be at war within a few days, a few weeks, a few months. We don't know. Only they know, but believe me, when that happens, there are going to be dramatic changes here in America. Are you going to get concerned now or when it's too late to do anything? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but there's no place to start then with freedomadvocates.org. and getting involved with something that affects everybody listening to this program, and that is the ICLEI program to take away private property rights. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, as the American public becomes familiar with the ICLEI organization and its mission, it just creates, I call it manna from heaven, because to have globalism operating on a local level can be, and one would anticipate would be, a very surreptitious endeavor. But instead we have this ICLEI organization which comes into your town. It's never reported in your newspaper. It's never reported by anybody. But ICLEI comes into your town. Your city leaders sign contracts. They get special privileges as they go to the World Congress, the ICLEI formed World Congress that acts as a shadow world government, where your city has a vote in how other cities ought to be made to become compliant with the new order. The idea that your city mayor signs and implements a contract like this, plainly violative of Article 1, Section 10, which keeps states from engaging in any treaty, confederation, or alliance with a foreign political entity. And that applies to cities as well. So when your city signs a contract with ICLEI, it has breached its duty under Constitutional Article 1, Section 10, and is responsible for treasonous acts. We need to find some city with a sheriff and a DA who understands the nature of America and the present threat to America and who brings treason charges against the mayor of ICLEI Town. Now, it's important that you understand, wherever you are, that you understand where your closest ICLEI city is. You can go to our website, you can find that out, and you can begin the process, which we suggest, on methodologies for doing that. And we can certainly point to other cities where this has begun. ICLEI has responded, but crazy denials that are easily disproven. They're on their heels. The advance of freedom has no better time than right now to push forward and to push ICLEI, kick ICLEI out of your town.
And this cannot be done unless the people are involved. And you've got to become educated, and then you've got to be willing to go down to your city council and start raising the issue. Why are you a city, an ICLEI town, or why are you working in these regional government units with ICLEI towns? Don't you understand this is subversive? Why are you involved in subversive activities? People are going to look at you askance. But all they need to do is get the information. The documentation is there. You can even go to the ICLEI website and find out about it. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with Michael Shaw. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, my call on your listening audience is for them individually to go into our website, find the closest ICLEI city. Just know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
By the Pakistani ISI. This was brought out in the WikiLeaks. Go up on the internet, check it out. There are dozens of articles on how the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, funds, of course, this whole movement, but then, of course, who funds the Pakistani Intelligence, ISI? Why, the CIA. In fact, General Mahmoud, who is actually funding Muhammad Atta, was here in the United States on September 11th, meeting with Senator Bennett and a couple of others. We have a book written by Senator Bennett where he talks about here the head of the Pakistani ISI that was funding Muhammad Atta was right here in the United States, meeting, of course, with several high-ranking American politicians. Understand, the ISI funds Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They couldn't operate without money. Where does the money come from, ladies and gentlemen? Why, we have the best enemies American tax dollars or CIA block funds can buy. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. Now, you need to get, of course, the material on sustainable development. You need to get my sustainable development syllabus. Why? Because it's the only summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment report I know of. It's available. It's very well done. Of course, there's a lot of other things in the syllabus. You need to get it along with my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. It's available on video. I'm not sure what may be available on DVD as well. But the DVD or the talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the syllabus. We do have Agenda 21, both the Santa Cruz version and the United Nations version. We do have, of course, the Earth Charter, and we'll give that to you if you get anything else. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so you can really understand the spiritual forces that are at work. And, of course, one of the things you can do is get copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly if you get them large numbers, you can get them at reduced cost. The other thing is that if you certainly get our DVD, the Brotherhood of Darkness, you have our permission to make copies and circulate them. We want the information out. We are also carrying three great DVDs by Alex Jones. One is Police State 4. One is The Invisible Empire. And then we have Loose Chains, The Final Cut. Loose Chains, The Final Cut. The story of what happened on September 11th. I was just up on the internet. I simply typed in, seven terrorists, 9/11 terrorists alive and well in the Near East. And there are a number of articles up there about those seven miraculous terrorists, you know, who attacked the World Trade Center and were killed, and they were all resurrected and they're living and well over in the Middle East. Can you explain to me how people could be on those planes that crashed into the Twin Towers and went down at Shanksville and crashed into the Pentagon and the people, and you know, they had the pictures and the names of the FBI, and they're all living and well, seven of them alive and living well. How were they able to resurrect themselves and rematerialize? Can you explain that to me? Or how the passport of one of the terrorists who was in the plane that hit the World Trade Center, and another passport of one of the planes of terrorists of the plane that went down in Shanksville, both of those passports survived, but the black boxes disappeared. The passports survived, and you can go up in the internet, check out what I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, they've lied to us. The murderers of 3,000 Americans have never been punished. We've not been told the truth about what happened that day. And if you haven't seen Loose Chains, The Final Cut, or certainly the DVD on 9-1-1, the Architects and Engineers for 9-11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for 9-11 Truth, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Don't forget our all-day conference. It's going to be on October the 17th. And certainly I'm very pleased with the response so far. You're going to have a reservation. Bringing in great speakers. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Gorham. We're going to be talking about his book, Climatism. Climatism. Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm great.
Well, I'm going to let you sort of pick up the story because, you know, basically, of course, it has been said that it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and convincingly enough, people will believe. And even something as ridiculous as this whole idea of global warming, how could we have global warming, mankind producing global warming? We're having global warming, but when you think that the CO2 component of the atmosphere is not 1%, it's not a tenth of a percent, it's 0.038% of the environment, and only a very small amount of that is actually produced by man's activity. How could that be producing global warming? It doesn't matter. Most people really believe what they're told. They believe that greenhouse gases are producing the warming, even though, of course, the primary greenhouse gas is clouds. But you go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I think you're right, Stan. The world's in the grip of a madness. That madness is climatism, the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Henry Louis Mencken, journalist from Baltimore in the 20th century, said, "For every complex problem, there's a simple answer." But it's wrong. And that's what we have today. We have this simple answer that carbon dioxide, a trace gas, is causing the globe to heat up. But that's not correct. There are much bigger forces, cycles of the Earth driven by the sun, that are responsible for global warming and cooling.
I agree with you totally, man. So why don't you pick up this story? How have they been able to convince the American people that something this ridiculous is really true? And basically, we're talking about 0.038% of the atmosphere's carbon dioxide. And very little of that is actually related to actually man's activity. Most of the carbon dioxide is really coming out of the ocean, where it acts as a sump. And when you heat it up, because of the rays of the sun, you know, and the sunspots and other sun activity, the ocean then warms and it drives the CO2 back into the atmosphere. But the idea that CO2 is a toxic gas, CO2 is essential to the whole cycle of life. But go ahead, Stephen.
Well, how did this happen? I guess is the first question you asked. I think in part it's because climate is very, very hard to define and difficult to understand. But a group of computer modelers, the most renowned is James Hansen of NASA, in the 1980s came to the conclusion via their computer models that carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases were causing the Earth to warm. And Dr. Hansen went before the Senate in 1989 at the behest of Al Gore and testified that he was 99% certain that mankind was causing the Earth to warm up. Many other scientists at the time said, well, we don't know enough about the climate to make that kind of statement. But nevertheless, the scientists that were 99% sure carried the day. The United Nations, that wanted to be a global environmental leader, formed the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And then in 1992 at the Earth Summit, 41 nations signed the Treaty Framework Convention on Climate Change and agreed they would cut greenhouse gases. And for the last 18 years, they've been arguing about how much to cut gases, while more and more evidence shows us that carbon dioxide is a very small factor.
And we have the cleanest air in the entire world right here in the United States. The biggest polluters, of course, are China and India, and they're not going to go along with this. This is all really has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with an attack on the industrial infrastructure of our nation. There really are people who want to destroy our industrial base and impoverish our people. That's what it's really about. Well, you go right ahead, Stephen.
Okay, are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Oh, we are on the air.
Just go ahead and you pick up and you tell your story, the things that you're concerned about and how you got really involved in this, involved enough to write a book.
Well, I think this renewable energy thing is the biggest impact on the people of the United States. And a very big part of renewable energy is driven by this belief that we have to cut greenhouse gas emissions. And so over the last 20 years, we've had large and growing subsidies at primarily the state level for wind and solar power. And, you know, with the oil spill, we see the oil spill, and then they put windmills on the television next and say that, well, we can get rid of our oil dependence if we build a lot of windmills, which is really nonsense because we use oil for our vehicles. We have this tremendous effort to do green technology. Governor Schwarzenegger is a big proponent of that, talking about how he's going to create all these green jobs. But right now in Europe, the green jobs industry is collapsing in many, many countries. So the whole renewable energy situation is an outgrowth of this, and there are as many misguided concepts about that we could discuss as there are about climate science.
Well, you go ahead and discuss them then. I think it's important people understand that basically we know that in Spain, for every job they created, you know, to create green energy, why they lost two or three other jobs. So basically this is one reason why Spain, which was totally dedicated to this idea of green energy, now has an unemployment rate of over 20%. and certainly, I mean, this is devastating their economy.
Yeah, that's
green energy
right.
does not work, and they know that. They just don't want the American people to know until it's too late. This is really an attack on the industrial and manufacturing foundation of this country, going along with this whole idea of transferring all of our manufacturing overseas so they can impoverish the American people, lower their living standards, and make us totally helpless to the onslaught of these wicked people who would control our lives.
So you mentioned Spain, and the study you were talking about is one by Dr. Calzada, who took a look at the industry and found out that they were spending more than $500,000 per green job created in terms of subsidies. And, of course, that was unsustainable. In 1989, the Spanish government cut subsidies that would be going to solar countries, and immediately the market for solar cells in Spain collapsed. It dropped by 75%.
Hold that thought.
Within 6 months.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Stephen's talking about what happened over in Spain. They tried this whole green energy solar bit, and they found out it was costing them $500,000 for every job they created for green energy. Even more than that, why they were losing another couple of people, two or three people, lost their jobs because the jobs were going away from the traditional means of fuel, that was gasoline, natural gas, and coal, and it was going into green jobs. And then, of course, what happened? What's the full story about what happened when Spain went to green energy?
Well, the collapse continues. They built up $36 billion in subsidy liabilities, and they've now said, well, we can't afford that. And so they're going to renege on their promises and cut subsidies. That was just a month or two ago that plan was rolled out.
Well, these were subsidies. Were these to private people putting in solar energy? Were these
yes.
to the people putting in wind energies?
No, these are solar energy producers. They had trucking companies and everybody else putting up solar plants because they guaranteed payments for 20 years that were several times above the market rate for electricity. But the talk now is that 600 firms are going to go bankrupt. So Spain is really retrenching. And we have a similar thing happening in Germany. Germany's had feed-in tariffs for many years, encouraging people to put solar cells on their roofs. Germany is farther north latitude than Chicago, very poor market for solar energy. But nevertheless, they were offering about five times the normal electric rate as a feed-in subsidy. So if you fed electric power from your roof into the grid, you would get five times the electricity rate back. And they put in 500,000 installations on rooftops. Well, those 500,000 installations still only contributed less than 0.5% of Germany's electricity. But they've now built up a subsidy liability, if you take wind and solar together, of $100 billion stretching out into the future. So they don't know what to do with this. And they're looking at how to cut that back.
So this really has not been that beneficial, but has it really helped to clean up the air? Certainly we have here in the United States incredibly clean air. Certainly I can remember certainly the smog in Los Angeles, but we don't see that anymore. Certainly we very, very seldom see, you know, the overhead, the so-called smog. We have probably the cleanest air in the whole world. So why are we going to change our whole means of energy production? You know, when the real problem is in China, the real problem is in India, and those countries are not going to sign the Kyoto Protocol because they don't want to destroy their industrial base, where it seems that our leaders are intent upon doing that. And yet the average American doesn't understand this has nothing to do with its so-called the global warming. It has to do with an attack on America, which is every bit as devastating as an atomic attack on the country would be. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I think you're right about the pollution. I remember driving into Los Angeles from the Mojave Desert when I was young and watching the smog roll at us up the valley. And things have gotten very much better in the United States and also many, many other countries around the world. If you look at real pollutants, those are particulates, carbon monoxide, lead, mercury, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide. All those things are down since 1980, even though in the U.S. we're getting 70%, 72% more power from coal-fired electricity plants. So coal-fired power is way up. Real pollutants are down. But what we've had is now is the news media and the climatists have now confused the issue by labeling carbon dioxide a pollutant. And that is nonsense, as you mentioned. Carbon dioxide is an invisible gas. When they show these pictures of the smokestacks with the white vapor coming out, that's not carbon dioxide, which you can't see. That's condensing water vapor. So it's invisible. It's essential for everything that we eat. We breathe in almost no carbon dioxide. We exhale a concentration that's 100 times what's in the atmosphere. And it's essential for plant growth and all life on Earth. So we've had this idea that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, as Al Gore says, and James Hansen says that coal is the greatest threat to the planet. This is all nonsense, and people need to understand that.
But what they really want to do is get us out of our cars. They hate cars, of course, except for themselves. They're going to have their own jet planes and their own means of transportation. They're going to have their limousines, their chauffeur-driven limousines. But they want to get the American people out of their cars. And one of the big things we see in where I live, of course, is putting in the bicycle lanes. And, but in other areas, why they actually have people hired to tell people how to ride bicycles. And they tell them, don't ride in the bicycle lanes. Get right out in the middle of traffic because it becomes so distressing for drivers there driving with all the bicycles darting in and out between the cars that pretty soon people will be willing to get out of their cars and ride mass transit. That's what they really want, is to get us out of our cars, to limit our mobility, to control every aspect of human endeavor.
Well, I think that is a motivation for a portion of climatism. Certainly it is for the United Nations. The United Nations has three motives, and the biggest of those is to reduce consumption in developed nations, and read that, the United States. They think it's terrible that we consume so much. Another big motivation they have is to equalize the income between nations. And if they can force the United States to use less energy, since energy is closely correlated to a gross national product, that will slow down our economy. And also, if they can get transfer payments from the developed nations to the developing nations. Those were discussed in Copenhagen last December, hundreds of billions of dollars are on the table. That can speed up the growth of developing nations. So there's an effort to equalize incomes as well. And then also the environmental groups and others are really abhor that we use energy and are trying to stop us from using energy.
But it's just to stop us, not to stop them. In other words, the elitists will always have the energy. Al Gore has not sold his massive home that uses 10 times as much energy as the average home. He justifies what he's doing, saying, well, I bought some carbon credits, so it's all right for me to go ahead and pollute. What in madness is that? You buy carbon credits so you can continue to pollute?
Yeah, there is a lot of hypocrisy in the whole system, but that always happens when you get into a top-down controlled sort of a situation.
And certainly Al Gore is one of those evil people. Basically, his dad was very close to Armand Hammer, a communist collaborator who owned Occidental Petroleum. The Gore fortune actually came from there, but of course Al made millions of dollars out of the carbon credits. I mean, he gives hypocrisy a bad name. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question about the so-called global warming scam, give us a call. It's important that the American people understand what this is really all about. So if you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but you had mentioned that, of course, they really wanted to lower living standards here in the United States. That's covered in the Earth Charter. You can get that up on the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take what Stephen says is true or what I say is true. Go up in the Internet and look. Pull down the Earth Charter. If you don't have access to the Internet, you get anything at all from Radio Liberty, we'll send you a free copy of the Earth Charter and read point 10A. Find out if it's true and then help us get the word out. There really are people want to raise our living standards to that of the Mexican and Chinese peasant? And is that the way you really want to live? Because if you're not involved in this, why, of course, it's going to come about. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I think the people of California have an opportunity here coming up this fall, and I urge them to use some common sense. California, of course, has passed their Global Warming Solutions Act, AB 32, which is really the most restrictive act in the nation that covers all sorts of things, from cars and trucks and ships and planes and designs and oil usages and everything else. And that is going to really, many studies have shown that's going to impact the California economy. And for what good, you know, this, even if California's goals to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions by the state by 2020 are made, that will only have less than a 0.4% change in world emissions. So if you believe carbon dioxide is heating the globe, it's just about negligible, but it's going to have a big impact on California.
Or what are they going to do about your ability to have, say, burn firewood for heat in your home?
I'm not sure if that's in the bill. There's a lot of talk now about black carbon being a big evil, though, and that we ought to get away with wood-burning stoves and a lot of other things. But it's another big item that people are projecting is affecting the climate with computer models and. There's really no basis there that it has a significant effect on global warming.
It doesn't really matter what's true. They can come up with a computer model that'll say anything they want to, and they can certainly bribe politicians. They can bribe scientists. A lot of the scientists know what they're doing is a lie, but they're just been going along. They're afraid to take a stand. If they'll lose their grants, they'll lose their job, they'll lose their pension. You go along with what you're told to do. You prostitute your science, scientific credentials, and you be allowed to have your job. But if you try to fight the system, if you tell the truth, why, you will lose your job. There are well over 30,000 scientists who have signed a petition put forward by our good friend Art Robinson, saying that there is no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. No evidence. And many of them have risked their jobs to actually sign that petition. And yet you'll never hear that mentioned by the major media in America because it's all controlled. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Gorham. We're talking about his book, Climatism. We'll be right back. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Fabulous amounts of oil there. They won't let us drill up at the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. You know, we're sure there's over 10 billion barrels of oil, enough to replace our imports from Saudi Arabia for the next 20 years. And you didn't even mention the Bakken Reserve there in North Dakota and Montana and a little into South Dakota. It's estimated there may be as much as $53 trillion barrels of oil there. Of course, if we even get 10% of it out, 5 billion barrels of oil, why, of course, it would last for an awfully long time. But go right ahead.
Well, as I say, we've had the war on energy, and there are many folks that don't want us to use energy. I'm searching for some quotes here. Don't seem to be able to find them at the moment, but... China is very common sense about all this. I don't know if people know it. They are building a bunch of wind power, and our people say, wow, they're doing all this wind. We need to do that. But it appears to me they're building this wind and they're developing an industry so they can export to us. They actually have passed the United States in terms of total energy usage just this year, and they use 3 times the coal that we use in the United States, just massive amounts of coal. So they are their oil imports went up 48% this last year, and they are out there building industries and using as much energy as possible. And here in the United States, we think, well, gee, we can't use any energy. We got to try and restrict it
people have to understand this is done intentionally. We are intentionally shifting our industrial base to communist China, and the average American cannot believe this is being done intentionally, but it is. You know, certainly, I mentioned the Bakken oil reserve. There is said to be 2 trillion barrels of oil. 2 trillion, I said 50, but 2 trillion barrels, that's an awful lot of oil. Maybe we only get 10% of that out. But why aren't we allowed to develop that? because they don't want us to develop our oil reserves. I mean, certainly we can't have a nuclear power plant, but we can finance the nuclear power plants over in China, and there are five nuclear power plants being built by Westinghouse. I should point out Westinghouse is not an American corporation anymore. It is now a Japanese corporation. But we're actually guaranteeing the loans on five nuclear power plants for communist China. But we can't have a nuclear power plant in the United States. What's wrong with this picture? When you understand that the enemies are in Washington, D.C. and New York, their real goal is to lower the living standards in America, to destroy our industrial base, it all makes sense. If you look at it any other way, why, you have to say, none of this makes sense. But it really does make sense when you understand the agenda in the Earth Charter, and you should read it. And the fact that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and certainly the other so-called conservative, Lou Dobbs and the others don't ever talk about the Earth Charter, I suggest that maybe they're not quite as conservative as they make out to be. But go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, here's some quotes about energy. Jeremy Rifkin of the Greenhouse Crisis Foundation said that the prospect of cheap fusion energy is the worst thing that could happen to the planet. Al Gore, in his first book, Earth and Balance, said, "Our insatiable drive to rummage deep beneath the surface of the Earth is a willful expansion of our dysfunctional civilization into nature." Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb, said, "Giving society cheap, abundant energy would be the equivalent of giving an idiot child a machine gun." So we have this drive and this attack on energy, and this whole global warming mania is a big part of that, by forcing us to restrict carbon emissions, by trying to drive us down 83% by 2050, which is the current goal of the administration. They're going to restrict energy usage. There's no other way to do that.
And in the process, they will destroy our industrial base. They will impoverish and enslave our people. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to let them get away with it? Are you going to get the information and help us to get it out across America? Understand that what Stephen is saying is absolutely true. The whole global warming scam is really an attack on the industrial foundation of our nation. And limit the access to energy, drive the price of electricity up. What do you think companies are going to do? They're going to go to countries where they can get cheap and abundant electricity. The whole idea is to make it unavailable here in the United States to cut back on generation. They've already started to do this generation, coal-generating plants, and because we block nuclear power. Who's funding the whole thing? Started out with the oil companies. This is how you control your competition. But the oil companies are tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And we're talking about Exxon. We're talking about BP. We're talking about Chevron. We're talking about all of these large companies which you think would be pro-American, but they hate our country and our freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Stephen Gorham. And Stephen, you go right ahead. You're giving us some quotations on energy.
Yeah, I was. There's another thing I talk about in the book, climatism. I compare a facility you have in California, the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant, which is really a very efficient source of energy. It's been operating for about 25 years. It's in San Luis Obispo, California. On just 750 acres, it puts out 2,121 megawatts of power. And if you compare, if you were trying to put in solar power to replace that, you need 60 times the land to get the same power. And then when the sun went down at night, you know, you wouldn't have the electricity. So it takes about 60 times as much effort to put in terms of steel and land and glass and all the other things that go into to solar as a nuclear plant, but yet I'm not sure it's it's all such a conspiracy, Dr. Stan. I think people are often clouded by ideology. They believe these certain things. They've been taught to believe them in our schools about wind and solar and how nuclear is bad and hydrocarbon is bad, and they march forward with that ideology. But
who taught them? Who is teaching these school children something that isn't true?
And
who's putting up the money for the environmental movement? What is a conspiracy? It's two people getting together to accomplish something that is illegal or immoral, and that's exactly what they are. Only they're not two people. There are many hundreds of people involved in this movement to destroy the infrastructure of our society. They know what they're doing. The average person who comes out of school doesn't understand that. They just think that this is great. We've got to protect the climate. We've got to protect the polar bears. Or we've got to protect the wolves. We've got to have a clean air and clean water. But they don't understand there really is an agenda intentionally to lower the living standards.
Well, they certainly don't let facts and economics get in the way, and our people need to take a look at those things, all of your listeners.
All right. Well, some of the other things that you mentioned in your book, that before we do, let's bring the rest of our stations back on board. Certainly our guest has been Stephen Gorham. We're talking about his book, Climatism, and climatism really goes into this whole scientific fraud. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Stephen Gorham, his book Climatism, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Stephen, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get hold of your book, or how they can get to your website?
Well, Amazon is on the best place. That's Climatism, Science, Common Sense, and the 21st Century's Hottest Topic. The website is www.climatism.net. It is in some bookstores, but right now the website or Amazon is the best.
Who is funding this whole incredible movement to get us to suddenly lower our living standards?
Well, as you know, the world jumped to the conclusion, but since the governments of the world adopted this in the United Nations, it has taken on a life of its own. And as you say, there are universities that are getting millions of dollars in grants, billions of dollars in grants from the federal government. The United States government right now is spending about $20 billion a year in subsidies on renewables. $13 billion or so of that is going for ethanol, but the other six or seven is going for wind and solar. Just a huge amount. Many companies are heavily invested in this. Enron was a big proponent of carbon trading before it had its untimely end. General Electric has a $6 billion wind turbine business. So there are many people benefiting now from this whole global warming industry that has sprung up.
No question at all. But they know, certainly some people I'm sure are in this because, well, here's a free ride. Look at all this free government money. But, of course, other people are there because they know exactly what it's going to do. And suddenly there's no question at all that, as you pointed out, they really want, of course, to lower our living standards. Where can our listeners verify the fact that there really is this effort to transfer the wealth of America to other nations? Because this is really what we're going to be doing, as you pointed out. We're giving money to other nations. Here, America is having to borrow money every single day, $5 billion a day, and yet we can still give money to other nations. How can that be?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I guess it's just print money. We should talk a little bit about the real tragedy of all this.
All right, fine. Let's go ahead.
In the United States, there's, as you say, there'll be impacts on our industry and our people and our taxes and our costs. But there are equally large impacts in the developing world, and some of those are even more important. An example was in April. A loan was approved by the World Bank to the nation of South Africa. Almost $3.9 billion for the fourth largest coal-fired plant in the world. But that loan was only granted because the developing nation members on the board of the World Bank voted for the loan And the United States opposed it. The representative from the United Kingdom opposed it. Three other European nations. So it's the position of the U.S. government that they should not build a coal-fired plant in South Africa because it will heat the globe, and thereby they should not have hydrocarbon-fueled electricity for their refrigerators, for their hospitals, and for their industries that are trying to grow, which to me is really a preposterous thing. You know, we are condemning people in Africa and other developing nations to poverty, to food spoilage diseases, to shorten lifespans, all because of this madness that we think if they build a coal plant, they're going to cause the world to warm up.
But could that be their agenda? They want to keep these people impoverished. They want to lower living standards there in Sydney. Everybody knows, of course, that you raise living standards by having cheap power available, so you can have industry, so you can have all these other wonderful things we have in this country. And yet, why are we objecting to it unless they have to know that what this is going to do as far as the industrial development of South Africa and Southern Africa? Look at what we have done. I mean, it was the American State Department that brought Mugabe to power in Zimbabwe today. It was a first-class nation. They had electricity. They had all the amenities in the nation. And 30 years later, after the American government brought Mugabe to power, they don't have electricity. They have 85% unemployment. Almost half the countries fled the country. They have starvation. We've done the same thing over in Iraq. They had electricity there 24 hours a day under the wicked Saddam Hussein, but now that the courageous Americans have been there for 6 or 7 years, why, if they have electricity 3 hours a day, why, they're fortunate. How can you have a developed society, when you do not have electricity and sewer and water? Baghdad, which was, a very effective first world city, and now is a third world city, thanks to the American coming to liberate them.
Well, you know a lot more about all those things than I do. My point of view is that we have ideologues in the U.S. government, in the United Nations, and other places, and they believe all this stuff that they're doing. They think they can power the world with wind and solar, which is nonsense. They think they can build micro hydro dams, these little tiny dams all over Africa, and avoid putting a big dam in to stop up a river. And they think they can do what they're going to do. And then they think, well, people ought to be satisfied. There have been statements about some to put solar cells on their huts. Instead of building a power plant.
But here in the United States, where we're dependent upon electricity, what are they doing with dams? They're beginning to tear them down. All across America, there are plans to tear down major dams and major facilities that provide hydroelectric power. Why in heaven's name would they be doing something so stupid unintentionally?
Some of those are true, and I do think some of those dams have outlived their usefulness. I don't know of any major ones that they're trying to pull down, but I agree there certainly is a movement to remove some of those. Hydroelectric power also is very flexible, very inexpensive. It's an excellent source of power.
And yet, of course, there's an active, organized program to tear out dams all across America. And you can go up on the Internet and read about it. They want to pull down some dams up there in Northern California, between Northern California and Oregon there, and there's a whole big valley there that's going to be totally decimated. They won't have any water for irrigation. But even more than that, the electricity is generating, it'll be gone, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people. And the reason for it is because the Indians, of course, say that we will have more fish if you just take the dams out. It'll be as it was here, before the white man came. And there are pretty people who want to change America to the point where it was before the white man came.
Yeah, there certainly is a fringe that wants to do that.
But it seems that these are the people who have the reins of power. This is the incredible thing.
Well, I think people we have to get people back into office with common sense and that rely on science and economics and not ideology. Unfortunately, we're not in that spot right now.
But how are we going to do it, Stephen? I mean, certainly you've written a book, and it's an excellent book. I commend you for it. But how are we going to get people to be willing to get involved in this battle? This is a battle for the survival of America. We're not being threatened by Al-Qaeda. We're being threatened by what's going on in America today and the effort to deindustrialize this nation.
For my personal part, as executive director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, what this organization is trying to do is bring the educate the American people about true climate science. And each of us needs to do our part. And I would urge all your listeners to take a look at my book and take a look at the true science and the economics on global warming and renewable energy, and avoid the ideology they've been taught by the media and in their schools.
Well, now, how can people get in touch with this organization that you are the... Are you the executive director?
Yes, I am. The website is ClientScienceAmerica.org. They can go there and take a look. And we have a number of scientists which are on our technical advisory board that have been speaking out for many years on true climate science.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there are so many responsible scientists out there, and certainly this intergovernmental panel on climate control, IPCC, they see this represents the scientists. You know, all responsible scientists agree with global warming. The vast majority of them don't agree with this idea that man activity has created global warming. But you're not going to read about that in the newspaper. In fact, all you have to do is read both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and they'll both follow exactly the same line. But I thought one was on the right and one was on the left. Maybe most of what we believe isn't true. Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Gorham, and of course his book is Climatism. How long has the book been out?
Since April.
All right, fine. And are you beginning to get people getting the book and getting the information? Because it's vitally important people have accurate information on what's going on.
Well, I had one woman call me from Chico City, California. She said she was going to buy a book and provide a copy to all of the village board. And Chico is following the mandates of the United Nations and the state and federal right now and trying to go green and do all this stuff, all these different programs to stop the Earth from warming up, which are all nonsense. So the word is getting out to some.
And I certainly agree with you, and I think it's great that you're doing this. And are you doing this pretty much full time, or are you doing something else as well?
I am. I'm working on the climate full time right now.
All right. Well, I think that's vitally important. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment on this subject, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Stephen, because I think the subject is vitally important, because in my estimation, America is under attack today. And if they destroy our ability to be able to have a cheap and efficient energy, remember, your electric bills are going up. And, of course, the government is encouraging you to get a green car, you know, where, of course, you can have an electric car. In fact, they're building a new General Motors, brought back all sorts of workers, to build the Volt, V-O-L-T.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's an electric car. It's got some gasoline power, but it's primarily electric. And it'll only carry 4 people because they've got the batteries up the center there. It's going to cost 41,000 people, $41,000 to get one of these Volts. I wonder how many Americans are going to buy a Volt. Maybe they can sell them to the government because they've got lots of money, or at least they used to have lots of money. But how many Americans are going to put out $41,000 for an electric car when the price of electricity is going up every day?
And it's got the features, as I understand, of about a $15,000 car. It'll also be subsidized by the government. There's also rumors that the government's going to arrange some very low price sales of a bunch of those Volts, since they own a big chunk of General Motors. They need to develop a market for it.
They need to develop a market for it, but the problem is that why should the taxpayers, taxpayer money go to subsidize a car which is, by its very essence, inefficient?
Absolutely right. That's additional money, that $20 billion a year for renewables. That would be on top of that.
Well, Sydney, as you talk to people across America, do you think there's any growing awareness that this whole global warming system is a scam?
I think, you know, someone once said that consciousness once raised cannot be lowered. So I think there are people that are starting to understand what the situation is, and we just need to keep working with the public at the grassroots level. And they need to realize that what's in the news media isn't correct.
And, you know, Sydney, you want 60 Minutes, and 60 Minutes is part of the establishment that's trying to convince us that global warming is a reality. And they recently declared the polar bears, you know, an endangered species, despite the fact that the number of polar bears has almost tripled. How many times have you seen on television the picture of this poor little polar bear standing on a little tiny iceberg, you know, and you know very well that iceberg is going to melt and then he's going to drown. And they play all these games with our minds. They send the 60-minute teams down to Antarctica, and they show us some of the some of the areas where the glaciers are melting into the ocean or falling into the ocean. But, of course, they never show you the areas where the glaciers are expanding. But they control the media, and as a result, they control the reality of so many Americans. The biggest problem I see it, Stephen, and I've been at this for a long time, is reaching the American people with the truth. How are we going to do that more efficiently? I mean, how is the coalition you're working with hoping to reach the American people and getting them to hear the other side and to be able to check the information out and find out that they've been lied to by the media?
Well, I think it's somewhat in partnership with talk radio. I think the work you're doing and many other stations are helping to get that message out. And part of the reason that the bill has failed in the Senate and that we don't have a cap-and-trade being passed is people are starting to realize that it isn't good business.
Well, because this cap and trade, or whatever they call it here in California, is going to have a devastating effect on our unemployment. We've already got 12.5% unemployment. What will the effect of this state legislation that's already been passed, what will that have if it's not repealed by the voters?
Well, again, the Proposition 23 that's coming up this fall, as my understanding, will delay the implementation of the California Global Warming Solutions Act, AB 32, until your unemployment gets down to, I think it's 5.5% for four quarters. And the opponents of this are all saying that it's the oil companies that are paying for all this, and certainly they're involved. But I think 800,000 signatures were gathered on the petition, which was some sort of record, and I don't think all those people are oil company executives. So maybe some of the people in California are starting to see that this bill is going to be a problem and not do anything for your state.
Well, now, basically, what would this legislation, if it were enacted, what would it actually do?
Well, it would do a number of things. Just one moment here. Basically, it's a large carload of regulations. There's a thing called a low carbon fuel standard that calls for a 10% reduction in carbon emissions from vehicle fuels. That would be a new mandate that was put in place. There would be regulations imposed on tires, engine oils, paints, window glazes, and cars by different level of emissions. In the UK right now, some citizens pay up to £1,000 a year for a license based on emissions. So they will charge you fees based on higher emissions. Fees on citizens include per-mile charges for vehicle insurance, fees for traveling on congested roadways, fees on housing developments and businesses to pay for emissions reductions. They're considering fees on new high global warming potential chemicals, fees on heavy-duty trucks, ships, cargo vessels, rail operations.
So, but of course, you raise the cost, you know, of transportation. Who's going to pay for it? The people are going to pay for it. It's going to drive up the cost of everything. We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Gorham. We'll go right ahead, Stephen, because I think that's so vitally important. I mean, you're going to really tax the oil companies.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
How we will have equitable distribution of wealth within nations. Of course, that's communism. Equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's what this is all about. China and India are not going to cut back on their emissions. It's just here in the United States. And you're being told, why, this is for the benefit of the health of the people. No, ladies and gentlemen, America's under attack today by these ideologues who really want to transfer our wealth elsewhere and impoverish the American people. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces. You need to get our material on electricity. We have a syllabus, we have a talk, and points out the whole scam. It is a scam. And then, of course, we have certainly my material on global warming, since we have two DVDs, excellent ones, by Dr. Kaufman, Michael Kaufman, and we recommend both of his DVDs. On global warming, we have the book, certainly, The Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. And then we have another book, Climatism a la Gore, Climatism a la Gore. And then, of course, we have four tape sets on global warming. It's all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we certainly recommend the material we have on sustainable development. You need to get our sustainable development syllabus. You need to get my talk on sustainable development. Sustainable development, the road to world government, because that's what it's all about. After they've impoverished the American people and destroyed their savings and their livelihood, why, they will clamor for the world government that promises them a utopia. All we have to do is give up our freedom and our sovereignty. You can get Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty or the Santa Cruz version of Agenda 21. They're both excellent. And then, of course, you can get the Earth Charter from Radio Liberty. But to understand how it all really fits together, you need to get the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to help us get that information out. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book or the DVD, or you can get it on audio tape for that matter. But the information is valid. It explains to you who is really behind this whole scam. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. We would point out that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us financially, we would love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we would ask that you pray for our provision and protection for Radio Liberty, because believe me, we are on the front lines of this powerful, this spiritual battle against very powerful and evil forces. And then, of course, let me remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be held on the 17th of October right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And, Sydney, if you have not made your reservations, you can make them by calling our 800 number. If you want to get reservations at the hotel, I'm going to have to call tomorrow and get another block of rooms. The block of rooms we had has already been spoken for. So if you'd like to, of course, get additional rooms or get a room, why, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get the information to you, and I will be making those reservations hopefully tomorrow. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our program, that you'll tell others about this problem. And Sydney, Stephen Gorham has done an excellent job in his book on climatism, and Sydney, the information is there. You need to help us get this information out. America is under attack today. The plan is to destroy the industrial base of this nation. Do you really think you're going to be able to get your pension checks when the central government is bankrupt? Do you really think that you're going to be able to have a job when, of course, the jobs are being intentionally shipped offshore? Do you think you're going to be able to continue working for your state or government job when, of course, the state and local governments run out of money? Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 3 August 2010. Thank you for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to know more, wanting to do more, wanting to be more. That's right. At the Power Hour, we try to provide you the information you need, not only to know what's going on in the world, but to make the decisions as to where we go from here. Well, if you're watching television, it's going to start being just red state, blue state, Republicans versus Democrats. You know the drill. And it's going to be that way ad nauseum. So hopefully we can eliminate a lot of that from our daily grind, because it's going to be just more of the agenda, wanting you to believe what they want you to believe. And that's what it's all about. Well, if you're watching the news media, that's what you're seeing, along with, you know, whatever celebrity is out of jail now, or in jail, or getting ready to go to jail. But if you look into the real world right now, you will find there was a major breaking story, and I do mean this to be a major breaking story on healthcare issues. This is one of the biggest that I have seen in a long time, and it was even carried by Reuters. But I don't know that you're going to hear about it on television. I mean, to me, this is huge. We're going to cover this breaking healthcare story that Dr. Sanjay Gupta certainly will not tell you, because it flies in the face of a lot of the money they make on the networks. So I don't think any of the networks will be telling you this. There is a detergent now that's going to be stalking you, following you to your home. It's in Brazil now, but it's a GPS device that's going to work to track you to your front door. Have you heard the latest on Dick Cheney? You'll recall I told you that when they said he was going home, everything was fine, he had a little pump installed, it was a really big deal. Well, it was a really big deal. He's never been released from the hospital. He's still in the hospital. He's just now out of ICU. The man was a whole lot sicker than they're wanting you to know. I'm not quite sure what the motivation is for that, and he owes us no explanation. But when they try to